This segment of Daily Bread will conclude our observation of the Oklahomans' evaluation of the Pew Research Report regarding the 2014 Religious Landscape Study. We have attempted to consider some of the statements that were made and give a different perspective to the conclusions drawn from them. We hope you have been benefited thereby. Among the many statements that were made, the most troubling were those coming from the religious world. That is, the church is being challenged to find new and effective ways to share God's love and bring hope to the world. As you look at the religious landscape, you can see that the old ineffective way was to appeal to the lust of the flesh, feed them, fill their bellies with chicken, entertain them with rock bands, and require little, if any, change in their moral makeup. Man keeps looking for inventive ways to get them in by appealing to their baser needs so they can be saved, commonly called bait and switch. The gospel message of the first century reasoned of righteousness and self-control and the judgment to come and terrified men. Acts 24:25. The gospel message of the first century was the work of the Holy Spirit in convicting the world in respect of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. John 16:8. The gospel message of the first century was a warfare. 1 Timothy 1:18. The gospel message of the first century required that Christians have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather even reprove them. Ephesians 5:11. The gospel message of the first century revealed that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hinder the truth in unrighteousness. Romans 1:1. And verse 18. And the gospel message of the first century required that preachers in the sight of God and of Christ Jesus, who shall judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine, but having itching ears, will heap to themselves teachers after their own lust, and will turn aside their ears from the truth, and turn aside unto fables. But be thou sober in all things, suffer hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill thy ministry. 2 Timothy 4:1-5. And God has given mankind all the inventive ways needed to convict and convert the sinner. Every scripture inspired of God is also profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, which is in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work. 2 Timothy 3:16. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Peter saying, "Know this first, that in the last days mockers shall come with mockery, walking after their own lust, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For from the day that the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willfully forget, that there were heavens from of old, and an earth compacted out of water and amidst water, by the word of God. By which means, the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens that now are, and the earth, by the same word, have been stored up for fire, being reserved against the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men." 2 Peter 3:3-7.